This is Day to Day. I'm Robert Smith.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we'll meet a woman with a tiny solution that could have a big impact on climate change.
But first, he's the man who wasn't there. I'm referring to former Senator Fred Thompson, who skipped a presidential debate in New Hampshire last night to pull his own political hat trick. He launched an ad.
I talk about this tomorrow on Fred08.com. I invite you to take a look and join us.
Which promoted a web video.
My story is an American story, like one of many that our country's produced.
That expanded on a Tonight Show appearance.
I'm running for president of the United States.
All right. Whoa, didn't see that one coming. Candidate Thompson is in Iowa today, as is political writer John Dickerson from Slate.com. Welcome to Day to Day, John.
Thanks.
So Fred Thompson managed to turn a predictable moment into a mini drama. It must be the actor in him. Will last night's multimedia performance do him any good?
Well, he did everything but sing it on the local radio station. It's not a bad way to try and gussy up a much expected and long anticipated announcement. But you know, it doesn't matter, even by his own admission. What now matters is how he behaves in this first campaign swing and how he behaves once he gets really into the mix, which he now is officially a part of, and whether he can meet those extraordinary expectations.
So you said that you are about to go out and see Thompson in his first real campaign appearance as a presidential candidate. Is he going to face a different reality out there on the trail?
Well, he'll start mixing it up with reporters. His aides say they want to beat back this notion that he's lazy and not willing to engage. You know, he won't probably have the kind of honeymoon candidates sometimes get when they take a longer lope into a candidacy. He's starting late, and my guess is the questions will probably be pretty pointed and might be the kinds of questions his Republican challengers have been raising about him.
Yeah, he's gotten some grief from officials in New Hampshire for not showing up to that debate. And he may be doing well in nationwide polls, but in Iowa and New Hampshire, he is third or even fourth in the polls. Does he have to make up a lot of ground in the next few weeks?
He has to make up ground, and it's harder ground to make up because in those early caucus and primary states, you really have to both spend time in the state and also you have to get people to work for you, volunteers, get people on the ground. And that's not easy to do. And in his case, he's doing it basically on the strength of his momentum. And that means if he goes down a little or has a few problems, then immediately his connection with that ability to grow that grassroots is in peril.
Well, one thing you have to say for Thompson is he's already provided a little bit of spark to the race. Last night in the New Hampshire debate, every candidate had their own personal slam against Thompson's failure to show up and his tardiness to join the race. Let's listen to former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
You know, the only question I have for Senator Thompson is, why the hurry? Why not take some more time off?
You write this morning that Romney had a tough night at the debate, but who had a good night?
Well, I think Senator McCain had a good night, if perhaps for no other reason than he had the most ground to cover. Lots of people, both the pundits and regular folks in these early states, have kind of written him off and assumed that his campaign is over. He's down in the polls. He doesn't have much money. He's had lots of staff shakeups. But he appeared commanding. His one big issue, the troop surge, Republicans consider that to be going pretty well, and so he looks like he may have been vindicated in a way. And he took advantage of some openings last night. Rudy Giuliani also did quite well, and Mike Huckabee, who has been rising in the polls, who's kind of in the distant outside candidate, also did pretty well.
So who among all these candidates has the most to lose from Fred Thompson getting into the race?
Well, it seems like all of the candidates have something to lose, judging from the way they beat up on him during their debate. But I think the two candidates that have the most to worry about, first is Mitt Romney. He's the front runner in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's claiming that he's the true conservative in the race. That's also something Thompson is going to claim. Rudy Giuliani is putting a lot of his chips on South Carolina, and Thompson polls very well there. Romney doesn't do so well in South Carolina at the moment. So for Giuliani, he has to worry about Thompson in South Carolina, and for Romney, he's got to worry about Thompson in Iowa and New Hampshire. So they both have something to worry about.
Lots of worries to go around. John Dickerson of Slate.com, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.